Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At 8:53, it's the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Still need some extra time. We have this dense fog advisory hanging until at least 10 o'clock this morning, maybe even taking a little bit longer than that to burn off completely in the metro area. And it may be a staple of our forecast for the start of the week as well. So make sure you check in early tomorrow morning, Wednesday, and even Thanksgiving morning as well. We'll be here and we'll update you on the First Alert forecast and the impact on the roads, of course, weather and traffic every 6 minutes in the morning on Jacksonville's only all-news morning show. Action News Jax investigates tonight at 5:45 a new Florida law that strips away gun rights for certain people. Action News Jax's Paige Kelton is here to explain a little bit more and what you're going to show us tonight at 5:45. So first of all, this is a new Florida law just recently into place, right?
It was a law that was enacted after the Parkland shooting. And our reporter Kevin Clark really wanted to take a close look at these orders that were being granted by law enforcement to, in sometimes permanently or temporarily, strip gun rights from people. So we wanted to look and break down by county where law enforcement is actually using these orders and how they're being used.
And so are judges ultimately making decisions here? And does it differ maybe from county to county? Or are there issues at play with the decisions that judges are making in these cases?
The statute is a statute, but some counties' law enforcement agencies are using them at a much higher rate, and they're being granted. Almost all of these requests to have gun rights stripped have been granted. So locally, we're breaking down where it's happening, the guidelines that have to, kind of the parameters that have to hit in order for one of these orders to be granted. And also, we're talking to attorneys who say this law was redundant, and really that it allows law enforcement and judges to overreach and to arbitrarily strip gun rights.
Going to be a fascinating story to watch. Set the DVR if you're not going to be home in time as well. 5:45 tonight on CBS 47 Action News Jax. If you missed the story for some reason, head to actionnewsjax.com. You'll be able to plug back into the details. Good to see you again, Paige Kelton with CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax, as we update weather and traffic for you every 6 minutes.